Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7, episode 127. That's 127. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the episode of Clip My Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show, and today's episode is called Patrick versus Fatrick. Yes, you heard that correctly. Patrick versus Fatrick. Let's go. Welcome back, man. It's so good to be back. I am very appreciative of everyone who listens to this show. There are great things to come, so many great things to come that I finally, and I mean finally, am able to like start sharing and just saying that it's time for a change. And Lord knows I've been working consistency has been the key for me. And I appreciate you all. I truly, honestly do. The show is in 65 countries, and I'm just happy that even though, I'm going to tell you like this, whatever it is that you're doing and you don't feel as if you've reached the goal yet, understand that Rome wasn't built in a day. And if you've listened to me before, then you've heard me say this many a time. Rome wasn't built in a day, but yet it's still beautiful. And that person had those people, they had to make sure that even though there were hard days, they knew that the goal in place was to be more successful and be more beautiful than what it was. So no matter what it is that you're doing in life, you just got to show up. The only way you beat fear is by showing up. And those people who helped build Rome, I use it as an analogy, but they did. They showed up every single day, no matter what happened, because the goal was bigger than them. So when you have a goal that's bigger than you, your why, your how doesn't matter when your why is so strong. So it's like, we got to make sure we understand when you do it, like the why doesn't even matter. I'm going to tell you like that. The why doesn't matter. You got to make sure you do what you do and do it well. Tonight, I have to mention though, tonight I had food from Plant-Based City. Plant-Based City, that's 1330 Torrance Avenue in Calumet City, Chicago. Calumet City, Illinois. And for those, I'm telling you, I had the big old chopped cheese. It had everything from tomatoes, onions, pepper, grilled onions, crazy grilled onions. If you like Maxwell Street onions and all that type of stuff, it's reminiscent of that. I'm telling you, I couldn't stop eating the sandwich. It's called the Big Old Chopped Cheese. So shout out to Plant-Based City and Calumet City. You know, that's 1330 Torrance Avenue. Check them out. Tell them I sent you. I don't know what that's going to do, but tell them I sent you. You know what I'm saying? Tell them I sent you, because I'm telling you that I appreciate you all, though. Seriously, I take not one person, not one listener, not one share, subscriber. I don't take it for granted, because, man, Rome wasn't built in a day. I got to keep saying that. And to go from where I've been to where I'm at now, I'm happy that I can spread the word and be the vessel that people need to see here. And I just show up every day. I just told you, today is day 341. That's 341 days of running in a row. I'm talking about, no matter what has happened in my life, I have made sure that I've gotten up every single day. I tell God, thank you. And the message is always bigger than me. The show today is called Patrick versus Fatrick, but I'm going to tell you how God has been so good to me, and he's bestowed upon me the messaging aspect where I become a vessel, and people, they listen to what I say, and then they start to allocate thoughts. Remember I said I never want to change your mind, but I would love to give you an idea. I'll give you an idea all day before I try to change your mindset. Now, I will encourage you to change your mindset, but I don't want to change it for you. I want you to be able to do that yourself. So when I say Patrick versus Fatrick, most people be like, Pat, man, that's crazy that you call yourself Fatrick, you know, the whole nine and da da da. I appreciate Fatrick. Okay. Like, I used to be 300 pounds. For those who don't know, I was 300 pounds at one point in 2017. I decided to change my life because Fatrick was just a coping mechanism that I led with for 5 years. So for 5 years, I led with being a person that I really didn't know. I was a person that I really didn't understand a lot of things in the people around me. I just knew that coping with things was always my mechanism. So food was my mechanism. So when I mentioned Fatrick, understand that, yeah, he may have been out of shape. He was 300 pounds. He had sleep apnea. He had colon cancer. He had high blood pressure. But I appreciate him, because without him, you wouldn't see who you see today. That's who I am today. I'm the guy who can run marathons and bike 100 miles in a day and do all type of crazy stuff. I used to be a lifeguard. People don't even know that. I used to save lives in the water. You know what I'm saying? So when I do the Ironman, well, the half Ironman, I'm a practice for the half Ironman first, and I'm gonna do that. But swimming, biking, and running, this is what I do. Now, Fatrick wasn't doing that. Fatrick wasn't doing that at all. Fatrick would run to the refrigerator. I would run to Portillo's. I would run to Taco Junior. Shout out to Taco Junior. Y'all used to get me through, man. Taco Junior, I would order. This is why I'm telling you, I'm gonna let you know a little bit about Fatrick. Fatrick will order on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Fatrick will order from Portillo's. So I would go to Portillo's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I might add. And I would get a big beef, large fry, and a cake shake if I felt special, okay? So Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I would always tell myself I felt special on Thursdays. Why? I don't know. Fatrick was talking. I'm trying to tell you. Pay attention here. So the thing is, and then on like Wednesdays and Fridays, I would go to Taco Junior, and I would get a deep-fried burrito. I would get a deep-fried burrito. The size of my forearm is what that burrito used to look like. I'm telling you. Pay attention. Listen very closely. So I knew I needed to make a change the day that I ordered this deep-fried burrito. I had beef, steak, chicken, and gyro meat in there. I said this is it. Fatrick can't win no more. Why? A week later, I end up in the hospital. I ain't saying it's because the deep fried burrito, but just listen to me very closely. I was eating four different types of meat in a burrito with beans and rice, cilantro, guacamole, like all that. I put all that on there. All of that was in there. That's crazy. Fatrick was eating. That's one thing Fatrick would do. But then I would go to Skyline. It's a restaurant called Skyline Restaurant, Chicago Heights. I would go there and I would get a three-meat skillet. Three meats in the skillet. Okay? And then I would have days where I would feel sad. I'm like, give me some country sausage gravy. Country sausage gravy? Come on, Pat. Like, what are you doing? You already got. The lady be like, what do you want? I would like, give me bacon, country sausage, and bacon. She said, you want bacon twice? Yes. Yes, I want bacon twice on this Sunday. Maybe even Monday. Don't play with me. So that's how I was with the food. The food was my coping mechanism. Fatrick went through a change. And I got to tell you, Fatrick went through some changes, man, because even though Farrah, my baby, I love her so much. Farrah was born March 5th, 2014. And I can tell you right now, there's not much that I remember from 2012 to 2017. I remember my daughter was born, for sure. I knew that I had bought a house. I knew I was making moves in my life. I was doing things that I just thought that I was supposed to be doing because that's the way life was working. But I didn't know who I was. And as I was changing to become the Patrick that I knew I could, I had to start letting things go. I had to start letting people go. I had to start repositioning people, not realizing that I was repositioning people. So sometimes in your life, you may have to reposition some people. That doesn't mean that you don't love them, but that just means that right now during this season, it's not time for you. It's not time for us. And that's okay. I have people who I used to kick it with 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. I can't do that anymore. I could possibly give you two, because after this third hour and fourth hour, then conversations go all types of ways. And then now we're getting upset with people. It's like, no, I told you, I have a cafeteria mindset. We can all be in the same room. We just don't have to eat at the same table. I can see you all the way over there across the room. You're eating good. I want you to win. I want you to succeed in all of your endeavors. Like Fatrick, he was a different person. Like, yeah, I told you, from 2012 to 2017, I went through a lot of things. Even if I just backtrack a little bit for those who don't know, but listen to me very closely, July 20th, 2008, my life changed. I got shot. You know what I'm saying? Like I got shot. I had permanent nerve damage in my leg. So even though I was Patrick at the time, I fell into a deep, I don't want to call it a depression, but I definitely felt as if I was depressed a lot of the days. I had to learn how to walk again. Think about that. Listen to me very closely. I had to learn how to walk again. We take those type of things for granted. I had two big bullet holes in my leg. So as I went into that stupor, because for 4 years, I was just being unconcerned. A lot of the time just kept going, and I was just getting older, and I wasn't adding any value to my life. So around the time of 2016, I have an inguinal hernia that I got to get removed. I have a synthetic mesh in my groin right now. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. Do I wish I could change it? Yes, I do. But the fact that I know that I'm stuck with this thing, because the doctors told me that even if I remove it right now, 3 to 5 years later, that mesh is going to be 10 times worse as before it was today. So I don't want to go that route. So I'm going to stick with this synthetic mesh, even though it curls up every 2 to 3 weeks and I'm in harboring pain. But this is one of the things that I understand that I have to go through. Life isn't easy, you know, and if everything was easy, everybody would do it. Patrick taught me a lot about kindness, peace, and understanding. No, and people treated me different. People treat me different now. People treat me totally different from 300-pound Patrick to 250-pound Patrick to 200-pound Patrick to 180 Patrick. And then when I got to 168, people really started, they treated me different by talking about me. They're like, damn, dude, you look sick. Like, what you doing? You all right? People didn't know that for 5 years I bled. Patrick bled for 5 years and didn't speak to nobody about it. For those who don't know, so listen to me very closely. 5 years, don't do this. Ladies, gentlemen, anyone that you know that has a prostate, go get it checked out. I told you, it's deeper than this. It's a deeper meaning for me. There's no reason why I bled for 5 years and I didn't say anything to anyone. I was living with colon cancer and had no idea. So, you know, when people say, oh, man, I don't want to go to the doctor, it's like you got to have preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance is what is one of the most vital aspects to just the ideology of wanting to be better and doing better. You have to set these goals. You got to know what's going on in order to fix whatever it is that might be wrong. And it might not necessarily be wrong, but you just need to adjust your habits. I told you it takes 21 days to form a habit, good or bad. So there's no reason why you should go through this alone. None whatsoever. 5 years I bled. And I'm telling you, and I have to get in depth about it, because a lot of us are going through these things and we don't talk about it. I will go to the washroom and just understand that the smell was just atrocious. Guys, go get your prostates checked out. Don't wait till you're 40, 45, 50 years old. Go now. I had colon cancer at 30. Think about this. Listen to me very closely. Go get that checked out. No matter what it is, go get it checked out. You're not the physician. You're not the expert. Go to someone who knows what they're talking about. Go to someone that makes you feel comfortable about what you're talking about. There's no reason I should have bled for 5 years. I'm telling you, go get checked out. So I'll say that over and over and over again. I'm here today because I finally got checked out. I finally put my fears to the side, and I had to make sure that I'm here for a reason. I told you I was shot in 2008. I had inguinal hernia in 2016. I almost left here again in 2017. So it's like, I'm here for a reason. The many times that Patrick could have been gone, Patrick had a bigger message that had to be said to everyone. I just had to learn who I was first. A lot of times we don't know who we are. So you just go off of what you see, and you like to emulate what you see because you get those endorphin releases on what you like. That's fine. That's understandable. But you don't know what that person has to go through in order to get to where they're at or where they want to go. You don't know that. So before you always want to take the good, understand that the bad is going to come as well. If people are always hyping you up, you're not going to know what it feels like when someone says something in a light that you may not necessarily like. But that goes back to it again. Go back to your sacred circle. One thing that movie taught me with Robert De Niro and Ben Stiller, like that sacred circle, he called it the circle of trust. I call it the sacred circle because it's hard to break that circle because of the people they stay in it. It's the people on the outside. We cater too much to the people on the outside when it's the people on the inside, along with the insides of ourselves, that we need to be worried about. We give too much weight to someone else's opinion who don't really care too much about themselves. So they don't care about themselves, but yeah, we care about what they think about us. Come on, make it make sense. Let's make sure we understand where we're going and what we're doing, and we got to make sure we do it right. We're here together. The more that we're here together, the more that we can grow. I told you it's not about me. I'm here to tell you my story, yes. But the Patrick you see today is what Patrick wanted to say years ago. I wanted to say these things. I wanted to be healthy, but no one would listen to the messaging that I was trying to portray because I didn't look like the messaging that I said. That's a lot of us, what's wrong with us today. We want to have these goals and have these aspirations, but we don't look like what those goals and aspirations entail for. We have to make sure that you look like what you're talking about. You look like what you're going through in a good way, not necessarily say I'm beat up. No, because if you give yourself the positivity that you need, I told you your ears are always listening, baby. They're always listening. So they don't know when you're serious or not when you say certain things. So you need to say these things in order to uplift yourself. Go in and reward yourself in the present day because the future needs you. So when you make it to a place of peace and understanding, you can thank yourself for letting yourself get there. How many times? There have been many times you won't even let yourself get to where you need to go because your present self hasn't faced the things of your former self. One thing about meditation, what it's taught me is that I'm able to go back and talk to old Patrick. I'm able to have these conversations that people didn't have with me when I was little. There's this mixtape that I listen to, and it's a meditation mixtape. And one of the things that I weigh in deeply on is one of the songs, well, not songs, but one of the meditations. It lets you go back to a time to where you get to talk back to like the 7 or 8 year old you. You're in a, I'm gonna say it to you like this: you're in a room, you're in a little theater. No one's in a little theater but you. But you see an individual on stage. It's your younger self. Your younger self is standing there afraid because all it sees is the chairs in the crowd. They see the people, not knowing that it's just them there, because in the morning time, that's why it's important to talk to yourself and give yourself that reassurance, because you are the first person you hear every morning. So when you're in that little theater and you see that individual on the stage as your former self, go up and talk to that person and hold their hand. Ensure them that, yes, there may have been troubles along the way, but here I am today to let you know that I'm happy for you, because look at what I've become. I'm going to become you eventually. So understand that, you know, you still have that younger side of you inside. You just got to keep teaching it, keep going back and talking to the former self. That's what it's really about, because you can't really move past things if you're continuing to carry and harbor the baggage that got you here in the first place. That's why I say Patrick versus Patrick, is I have to let Patrick go, as much as I love him. I do. But at one point in my life, I hated him because I hated who I was because of what I looked like. And I let society choose how I felt, when I felt it. And it was just, that wasn't the way to be. So when I sat in the hospital, November 1st of 2017, I made a decision that I was going to change my life for the better. I was going to change my life from here on out. I wasn't going to take myself out of the game, because there is so much to live for. I got a lot to live for, and I'm not done yet. Go back and talk to your normal self. Go back and tell yourself that it's okay. You will get there eventually. It takes as long as it takes, but you got to put in the work in order to, what I always say, when you sow what you don't need, you'll reap what you can't use. So put in the things that you want to sow, the good things. Put in the things that you may not understand just yet, but you're working on the path there. I told you, the journey can be just as beautiful as the destination. Believe in God and you'll believe in yourself. That's what it's about. Believe in God. You believe in yourself. Trust the process. Know that it works. You just have to keep believing and remain consistently consistent. Come on. Let's go. Today's episode has been great. Patrick versus Patrick. I'm telling you, I'm no longer what I used to be, but who I used to be, because I'm in a whole new space of peace, understanding, and opportunity. That's what life is about. Come on. Let's go. Know that I love you, man. This has been a great episode. This is season 7. Go download this episode and all the previous episodes on Apple, iHeart Radio, Spotify, and Pandora. It's all up. It's ready to go. I appreciate you all. This show is not... there's no show without you all. There's no show without you all. I appreciate you all, from all of the comments, the DMs, the shares, the subscribes, all of that. I appreciate you, and know that the Clear Mind Fitness podcast is getting ready to do bigger and better things. I've had to put in the work. I've let my work speak for me. Like Marcus always says, the work will always show. The work will always show. I got to give Marcus credit with that. And I got to give John credit. John always says, I'd rather have a small win than a big loss. And the more I think about that, that's every day. I'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. So put in the work. And know that the work will always show. This is episode 127, that's 127 of season 7. Hey, let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.